Welcome to another podcast in our series for the International Chamber of Commerce UK branch. This is ICC's World Business Podcast, recorded in London on the 25th of July 2017. I'm Alex Abaratney and I'm here with Chris Southworth, Secretary General of ICC United Kingdom. Yesterday, the IMF said that the UK was slowing and likely to grow only 1.7% this year, down 0.3 percentage points from its forecast in April. Clearly, it's important for the government to focus on increased productivity and a good Brexit deal. What would you say the priorities should be for the UK's international business and trading community?
So I think it's important here, we're talking to the UK's international business community, that the Brexit's only one part of a much bigger picture. So the global priorities are around inclusive growth priorities. We need governments to be focusing on, yes, improving productivity, and how do we do that in terms of infrastructure and skills particularly, and not just in the UK, but right across the G20. We need governments really focused on tackling barriers to trade. So the implementation of the WTO Trade Facilitation Agreement, which is ultimately about simplifying and cutting red tape at customs, that will, if implemented, sum up to around 14% of trade costs. That's about removing 14% of global trade costs for everyone. So that's a key priority. We really do need more rules and guidance around e-commerce. That's clearly a trading vehicle for the future. It's a big part of the business infrastructure right now, and even more so, particularly for SMEs, so that's important. We need a sort of stronger infrastructure and framework around investment, investment rules. Globally, the institutions, UN, WTO, have tended to focus around trade and trade rules. We need more guidance, more clarity around the treatment of investment at an international level. And an important one for the UK is we need an agreement through the WTO on trade in services. Anyone who's a service economy like the UK, that is absolutely essential to get a multilateral global agreement on the treatment of services within trade agreements, but also beyond.
Economists have long predicted that Brexit could have negative long-term effects on the UK economy. What's more, the IMF's projections for long-term growth are actually based on an optimistic assessment of how the negotiations are likely to turn out. So, if things are actually worse, it is likely to be correspondingly worse for the British economy. If this is true, then what state does that leave the UK? How can we avoid this?
Well, the short answer is it's unknown, because we don't actually know what the outcome of Brexit will be. But the underlying economy, which the IMF have recognised, the UK economy that is strong. It's a resilient economy. It just so happens there's an awful lot of uncertainty around surrounding Britain and its trading relationships at global level. The key thing about Brexit, it goes back to the global priorities. You know, the macro priorities go way beyond Brexit. And the really big issue is actually there is a rise of trade costs, barriers to trade at global level, right across, particularly across the G20. And Brexit adds another layer of risk and complexity to that bigger picture. And there are absolute very real risks that Brexit will increase the barriers. Companies will have to start filling in forms at customs. Forms they didn't previously have to fill in. That means there's extra red tape. That means they're going to have to pay for someone to do it. All of that means that those costs will travel through the system. They won't necessarily be absorbed within the businesses themselves. And Brexit, of course, is 50% of UK trade, so it's huge. So number one priority within a UK context is definitely Brexit, but it's got to be seen within that macro context. And what we definitely don't want to have happen, which is a little bit what's happening at the moment, is the government is so absorbed in the sheer volume and scale of Brexit that it then loses focus on contributing to that much bigger picture. If we don't address those bigger structural issues in the global economy, then that's going to have a direct impact on how successful British businesses are around the world. And of course, as the UK drops out of Europe, that rest of world picture becomes all the more important. So the short answer, we need government focus on both, tackling Brexit, addressing Brexit and all the surrounding issues, but also contributing, scaling up actually its voice and activity around what's happening in the rest of the world outside the EU.
This week, the UK is holding its first talks with the US to try to map out the details of a potential post-Brexit trade deal. Is this a good sign for UK businesses? What should the UK negotiation priorities be?
I mean, the UK-US trade relationship is clearly an incredibly important one for both the UK and US. I mean, we're talking about 2 million jobs in a combination of $1 trillion in investment between in each other's economies. I mean, it's a vast amount of resources between the two. But so I think any kind of trade deal is welcome. I think as an international community, that's got to be welcome. The key thing is whatever that agreement is, it needs to be aligned to WTO trade agreement principles so that companies then don't have a different set of rules, because that means there's more complexity, more red tape. So it needs to be aligned to WTO trade agreement principles. That's the key priority. But underneath it, if it was that easy to get a trade agreement, and you know, you've got to see through some of the rhetoric here, if it was that easy to get a trade agreement, we would have had a trade agreement decades ago. Actually, underneath it is difficult. Whatever the politicians are saying, it's not necessarily their view that will dictate whether there is or isn't an agreement. And I only have to remind ourselves, or we have to remind ourselves, of TTIP, the Transatlantic Investment Partnership, got kicked into the long grass because there was effectively a public discourse against that agreement for all the same reasons that are now back on the table. Chlorinated chicken, US companies participating within the UK health market. These are hugely emotive topics that are more than big enough to stop any conversation in terms of settling an agreement. So it's a bit like having a mini TTIP again. You know, the UK, US have to sit down and actually really think through how are they going to deal with a sort of harmonious regulations and standards, particularly around food and particularly around issues like health, which are very, very emotive and seen very differently on both sides of the Atlantic.
Over the summer, companies are setting their priorities, typically setting budgets and business plans for 2018. What should they be doing from an ICC perspective?
Well, obviously, this is a really important period, isn't it? The summer period in the sort of the preparation for next year's business plans. I think for UK companies or the international companies within the UK, you know, that take this year out, you know, they really have 12 months before, you know, we're into the last 6 months of the Brexit negotiations. At that point, the UK will have left the EU. Now, there may or may not be a transitional agreement, and it may or may not be for some sectors, not necessarily all. We don't know is the short answer to that. But there's next year is critical. When the UK drops out of the EU, UK companies need to know how to operate at intergovernmental level. They cannot rely on all the infrastructure and support that's available through the EU, or at least that assumption needs to be challenged. So next year's business plans, it's absolutely critical that companies are thinking about what they're doing at international level. Do they have the right relationships into the right institutions? Are they engaged with the right UN agencies? Do they have the right type of engagement with the World Trade Organization? And for those that are really working on macro policy issues, are they feeding in and contributing in to shaping global trade policy at G20 level? All of these agencies and institutions have a direct impact on the bottom line for companies and how successful they are in operating outside the EU particularly. So now is the time to start to plan around resourcing, people, skills, relationships, and get all of those pieces of the jigsaw into place through next year. So when that moment comes and the UK leaves the EU, there's minimal disruption, and there can be a reasonably seamless flow in terms of maintaining influence and input into shaping that international business environment.
Thank you, Chris. You've been listening to the World Business Podcast from ICC United Kingdom.